Hey guys, you're welcome to the Be More with Olori podcast show. And I'm your host for today, Olori Ajayi. Thank you so much for joining me. And you're welcome to the podcast that should leave you feeling much lighter by the time you finish this particular episode. Hey, Happy New Year. Yes, I can still say Happy New Year in February. It's very much allowed. It's been a few weeks or months that we haven't been together, and I've completely missed you guys. I mean that so much. I keep getting so many messages, even in the absence of sharing a new podcast title. What have you guys been up to? For me, it's been one heck of a journey in the last few months. And I guess for me, it's also this phase of discovery, and I'm sure it is for you as well, where you're just sort of discovering so many parts to yourself. And hey, let's just hang in there, right? Today's topic is pretty cool. I must say that when I was thinking about what to sort of coin the podcast title as, this is what I got. All right. And hey, I'm in Ethiopia, by the way, in Addis Ababa. I'm at the African Union Summit 2020, and it's been going really good. I've also been at Africa Arise 2020. So the two conferences have been sort of going hand in hand, and it's been one heck of a week so far, but I'm having a blast. And I'll probably do a podcast as to the mission trip that I'm on right now, which honestly was something that was a huge leap of faith, and it's how this particular podcast was born. Today's title is The Road Less Stupid. Yeah. And I think it just dawned on me after so many trials of different things. It dawned on me after thinking my purpose was so many things. It dawned on me after trying so many businesses that there is actually a road that is far less tricky, far less risky, and very much more fulfilling than the ones I had been on in the past. And I'll explain, because I think it's really important that I explain the podcast title as much as I can and not leave that, you know, lofty title. To be honest with you, I feel like all of us are constantly on a journey to finding ourselves and wanting to be the best version we can, not disappointing God, not disappointing ourselves and those that believe in us truly. But I think we place too much emphasis on self. Very much so. I really, truly believe that. We think we can figure it out. We think we can fully understand by ourselves, in ourselves, how we're going to navigate life. But today I really want to introduce you to the road less stupid. I feel there is such a thing as blessing by subtraction, where God actually removes things that are not necessary in your journey. A lot of times the troubles we face are things that could have been avoided, right? The temptations, even the problems, the self-doubt, the I don't know phase, the silent seasons, the seasons where you look like, is anything happening in my life? Because trouble doesn't discriminate. Honestly, trouble does not discriminate. Believer, non-believer, it just goes for everybody. And I feel it's in those seasons that we must then begin to look at alternatives, but look for the alternatives with a particular person. And that is the Holy Spirit. The road less stupid is navigated by the Spirit. And I'm not being spooky. I'm telling you the real deal, guys. I'm telling you what I just wish someone had told me this years ago, that Olori, look, start with the Spirit, continue with the Spirit. Your life will be less stupid, And it's a new model. I get that, because a lot of people still feel like they can have so many things. And hey, I'm up for strategy, I'm up for structure, I'm up for systems. But can you put the first S as spirit? So you can have the four S's, right? First of all, start with spirit. Then you start with systems. Then you start with structures in your life. Then you start with strategies. But the four S's are what will help your road and your journey less stupid. I'm going to be talking about the few things that characterize the road less stupid. I believe that the beginning of wisdom is knowing that you are not in control of your journey. That's number one. The beginning of wisdom is knowing you are not in control of the journey. You are, however, in control of the outcome. All right. So, yes, you are in control of your life to a certain degree, but you are walking into a plan when you were born. Isn't it wise that you ask what the person who planned that journey has in mind? It's a no-brainer, right? But a lot of us want to figure it out. You can't figure out what has already been planned. Just ask the person who planned it to help you understand your part in planning. Number two, this is very controversial, so brace yourself, but I will explain. Number two, you do not have a purpose. You have an assignment in God's purpose. So yes, you can say my purpose is in God's purpose, but to say that there's a new plan, a new purpose for you, honey, the purpose you need to know is the one that was predestined for you, specifically for you, Tolaf, specifically for you, Femi. And you must take time out to understand that. Don't go on the road that leads you to nowhere, where you constantly have to keep looking for my purpose, my purpose, my purpose. Your passion can never be your purpose. Never, 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 never. You only have one purpose, which is found in God's purpose. Your assignment in this life is based on His purpose. Romans 8 tells us that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So guess what? Stop the rat race. There's no purpose you're searching for. No God's purpose. Then the real journey on the road less stupid is knowing your assignment in that purpose. Number three, often the diversion that takes place in your life is actually going to bring you to a very good place when you take that journey on the road less stupid. If there is ever going to be a diversion, maybe God tells you to quit your work. God tells you no more business. He says, follow me in ministry. Or He tells you, hey, I think it's time for you to start doing that NGO I placed in your hearts on 5 years ago. Or He says to you, I think it's time for you to go back home. I think it's time for you to go back home to Nigeria, to Swaziland, to Uganda, Zimbabwe, Kenya, wherever you're listening from. If He says it's time to go back home, it's all working out for your good. So remember I said, this road less stupid is navigated by the Spirit of God, because you need to be led per second, per hour, per day billing. I'm telling you, you move out of line, you're going to be by yourself, right? I mean, thank God for His mercies, absolutely. But remember, everything is strategic in the road less stupid. One door leads you to another door and another door. And then we can start quoting scriptures to believers when we say the path of the righteous man is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. That scripture is true, but only in the context where you are navigated by the Spirit of God. There are no more ifs, there are no more buts. You belong to me, says God. And that is the finality. He's not going back on it. He's not going to change His mind because you can't seem to get to grips with it. You need to move with God on the road less stupid. There is a better life there. I promise you, I am 100% testament of that truth. I hung up the boots in finding my purpose. I found his purpose and I found my assignment in his purpose. And I found out, wow, this is less stupidity. This is less, you know, mistakes. This is because the Spirit guides you, guys. And I think God wants to uncover your story in this season. I think the instructions he's telling you to start the little groups you're starting, to start the prayers, to start, you know, waking up at night, to start reading more books, to start sowing more seeds, to serving the less privileged, to seeking justice and righteousness for people who are less privileged in society. This is the call to the road less stupid. God wants to walk with you hand in hand. All right. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much, but you understand what I'm saying. So I urge you with one thing, monitor your inner conversations, please. This year is not the year for you to, you know, go to like places where you'll be talking with your friend and start saying certain things. No, 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 no. Please, please, please monitor your inner conversations. Your mind cannot play the tricks it played on you last year. Do not allow it. I will still be sharing more on the road less stupid as we go along. I feel like, you know, there's so much I need to share as I'm going on that journey. And I ask you to please join me on the road less stupid. You know, if someone says to you, hey, Tola, how now? How are you doing? Say, I do. How's it going? Just say, I'm on the road less stupid. And the person's like, what are you talking about? It's a stress-free life. It's a life that truly has been promised to us, but we have walked in it in a way we shouldn't have. So we haven't been getting the results. And then when they quote the scripture, you're like, but I'm not seeing this. I'm not seeing my path is shining brighter. In fact, it's dimmer. But that's because you were on the road that was stupid and then wanting the scriptures to work for you. You need to come on the road with the Holy Spirit. It is just the best. No exaggeration. So anyway, it's been 100% fun again. And honestly, guys, I cannot wait to share the next episode with you. I'm super excited at what God is doing in your life. For those of you that send me all your testimonials, what God has been leading you to do, I'm so happy for you. And I welcome you to a better life because you totally 100% deserve it. So let's connect on Instagram or Twitter. My Instagram handle is at Olori Boye. For those of you who are, you know, out of Nigeria and you're sort of chilling with me today, that is at Olori, OLORIBOYE, or on Twitter, which is at Olori Boye 1. So that's the numeric 1. All right, guys, it's been fun. Thank you so much for chilling with me today. And yeah, speak soon on the road less journey. Please high five me on that road when you see me. Just high five me like, hey, Olori, how you doing today? But yeah, it's been fun. Take care, guys, and God bless you tremendously.